All right. Thanks for coming up. I've got a very important book to share with you. This is a nice book. It has a really nice story. Now, I'm going to read it, and I'll have the book up here, but also the book's up on the screen so everybody in the church can see what's going on. Isn't that cool? So this book is called The Garden, The Curtain, and the Cross, The True Story of Why Jesus Died and Rose Again. A very long time ago, right here in this world, there was a garden. In the garden, everything was wonderful. The world was full of laughing and playing and smiling and fun. There was nothing bad, ever. There was no one sad, ever. And best of all, God was there. God had made it all. He was in charge of it all. He loved it all. People could see God. They could speak to God and just enjoy being with God. It was wonderful to live with God. But then one day, the people did a terrible thing. They decided they didn't want to do what God said. They decided they wanted a world without God in charge. God calls this sin. Sin spoils things. So sin has no place in God's wonderful garden. God said to the people, "You can't live with me in my garden anymore." And he sent them outside. To show the people that they had to stay outside, God put some warrior angels in front of the garden. The angels were like a big keep out sign. Now things were sometimes bad, and people were sometimes sad. But people kept on sinning because they didn't want God to be in charge. So no one could come into God's wonderful place. God said, "Because of your sin, you can't come in." God wanted people to remember it's wonderful to live with him, but because of your sin, you can't come in. So he told the people to build a special building called his temple where he would live. In the middle of the temple was the most wonderful place in the whole world, the place where God was. There was nothing bad and nothing sad. It was very exciting. But then God told the people to put a big curtain around this wonderful place. The curtain had pictures of warrior angels on it. It was a big keep out sign. For hundreds of years, the temple curtain reminded people that God said, "It is wonderful to live with him, but because of your sin, you can't come in." Well, babies became grown-ups and had babies, and those babies became grown-ups and had babies, and those babies became grown-ups and had babies, and hundreds of summers and winters passed, and the keep-out sign still stayed in the temple. Then, one day, God's son came to live in this world as a person. He was called Jesus. Jesus always did what God said. Jesus never sinned. And Jesus visited the temple where the keep-out curtain hung. Jesus knew that sometimes things were bad and sometimes things were sad. Jesus said, God had sent him to open the way back to God's wonderful place. There would be nothing bad and no one sad. But people still didn't want to let God be in charge, so they decided to put Jesus on a cross to die. It was the most bad thing that ever, ever had happened. It was the most sad day of all time. But Jesus had a plan. He had always planned to die on the cross. What a strange plan! Why would Jesus, God's Son, plan to die? Well, on the cross, Jesus took our sin. All the bad things we do, all the sad things they cause, Jesus took them all from us. And when he did, something amazing, astonishing, astounding happened. The curtain tore. God had ripped up the keep out sign. God's wonderful place is open again. Because Jesus died, we can go in. After Jesus died, his friends put him in a tomb. They were very sad. For 2 days, nothing happened. Then the next morning, Jesus' friends went to see his body in the tomb. And it wasn't there. A little later, Jesus' friends were all together, and suddenly Jesus was there, and he was alive. Suddenly his friends weren't sad. They were so, so happy. God had brought Jesus back to life so that he could live in God's wonderful place forever. And Jesus has sent everyone an invitation to come and live with him there too. He tells us, God says it's wonderful to live with him. Because of your sin, you can't come in. But I died on the cross to take away your sin, so all my friends can now come in. Look. We can live with God forever. There will be nothing bad and no one sad. We will see God and speak to God and just enjoy being with God just as he planned. It will be wonderful to live with him, and it's all because of Jesus. We will say every day, "Thank you, Jesus. You're amazing." And you can start saying that today. Did you hear what I said? Let's say, "Thank you, Jesus. You're amazing."